Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and deal or study with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, we want you to know that these radio sermons, as well as sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ, are to be found on our website. There are numerous Bible articles and Bible subjects that you can study. There is a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. There is a email bulletin that we mail every 2 weeks. And on this website, if you wish to receive this bulletin that has Bible articles in it, then you can submit your email address. We will add you to the list, and you will receive that email bulletin every 2 weeks. All of this is available on the website of the East Abbotville Church of Christ at www.eastalbertville.org. The book of Hebrews urges Christians in verse 22 of chapter 10 to draw near to God. And in the very same chapter, in verse 39, says not to draw back to perdition. What this does is it requires that we deal effectively with sin, that we, in fact, lay it aside, and that, as Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, run with patience, or run with endurance, the race that is set before us. But how do we lay sin aside? Well, chiefly by what Hebrews 12 and verse 2 says, and that is by fixing our eyes on Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 7, this is what we read in verse 22. He is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. And what chapter 7 and verse 29 and passages like Hebrews 9 and verse 12 teaches is, we must trust in his once-for-all sacrifice of himself and of his own blood. But you know, too, the book of Hebrews gives us some other specific and very practical ideas about resisting sin, about remaining faithful unto God. One is joy. In Hebrews 12 and verse 2, it says, for the joy set before him. See, Jesus is the him. But for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, scorning its shame. You see, it worked for Jesus, and it'll work for us, because joy and happiness are great motivators. Remember that to be faithful servants, the Lord will say in Matthew 25, verses 21 and 23, enter into the joy of your Lord. So let us endure for the joy of that better and that enduring possession that we have in heaven. That's mentioned, for example, in Hebrews chapter 10, there in verse 34. But he had compassion on me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. And it's like that song that we sometimes sing, and I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. I hope that we will remember this the next time as Christians that we're tempted and that we're tried. But also, as Hebrews gives us very specific and practical things concerning the resisting of sin, not only is it joy, but also the word. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13, it speaks of certain Christians being unskilled in the word of righteousness, not having, as it says, their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That's in verse 15. See, the word of God helps us to know right from wrong, which really is the most basic knowledge that's necessary to avoid sin. In fact, this was it not the method that Jesus used? He appealed to the scriptures in order to resist Satan's temptation. We read about that temptation in Matthew chapter 4, and notice what he said in verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written." Notice in verse 7, Jesus said to him, "It is written again." And then in verse 10, Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written." So he appealed to the scriptures in order to resist Satan. And so if we are a Christian, and if we are a wise Christian, then we will, as Peter tells in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, desire the pure milk of the word, that we may be able to grow thereby. So see, this will give us knowledge, it will give us maturity, it will give us strength, that we can resist temptation. But also, the book of Hebrews talks about one other thing that can help us in resisting sin and being faithful unto God, and that is the past resistance that we've had. For instance, in Hebrews 10, notice what's stated in verse 32. "But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering." You see, success breeds success. Do a thing once and we'll be more efficient, more confident that we can do it again. And if we build on that principle, then the writer of Hebrews suggests that the remembrance of past resistance to affliction, and why not sin and temptation, can help us to resist in the present. When we are tempted to sin, may we call to mind a time of triumph that we've had in the past over Satan. But another thing that the Hebrew writer makes mention of is prayer. In chapter 4 of Hebrews, in verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Remember, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. In Luke 11 and verse 4, he taught them, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." That was the statement found in the model prayer when the disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." That was one of the things that Jesus shows, that as Christians, as his disciples today, we need to pray for. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And then he showed them how to do this as he offered up prayers and supplications in the time of his trial. In Hebrews chapter 5, notice what we see in verse 7, talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. So we see then, someone has made the statement that greater things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. And I truly agree with that. But also, it's in Hebrews chapter 6. Notice what we read as we begin reading with verse 18 and reading verse 19. It says that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who has fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. See, here in Hebrews 6, 18 and 19, it says that as Christians, we have a hope set before us, which is an anchor of the soul. And notice what that anchor is. It's sure. It's steadfast. So we are the house of Jesus. If, as the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 3 and verse 6, we are the house if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Notice what it said in Hebrews chapter 6. In verse 11, it says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. And notice too what is also said in chapter 10 and verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And one thing we know about hope that's stated in Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 is, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given unto us. See, hope does not disappoint. And then, too, another thing that the Hebrew writer points out to us that can help us in resisting sin and remaining faithful unto God is our fellow saints. Hebrew often tells us of the value and the blessings that Christians are to one another. Chapter 3 and verse 13, exhort one another. Hebrews 10, verse 25, but exhorting one another. Hebrews 13, verse 1, let brotherly love continue. Chapter 13, verse 17, obey those who rule over you, for they watch out for your souls. See, do we cherish the example, the encouragement, the correction that we can give to each other? What assistance along the road to heaven that we have in being in company and in fellowship with fellow Christians? See, sin is so serious that Jesus died so that each of us might be redeemed from him. It's outrageous for us to make excuses for our sins and to think that we can live as we wish. We must strive not to sin. And when we sin, we must repent, and God allows us no other course. We must hate sin. David said in the first part of Psalm 97 and verse 10, you who love the Lord hate evil. And I believe with the help of this book of Hebrews that we can have the help that we need and pray that we be able to resist temptation. If we're not a Christian, we need to hear God's word, believe it, repent of our sins, confess with our mouth that Christ is the Son of God, and be buried with Christ in baptism, where we contact his blood that will wash away our sins. And then we're a Christian. Let us continue that fight to resist sin and remain faithful unto God. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer. Magnify, oh,
magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.